And we had talked about this brilliant upbeat music as a good way to begin a comic opera because it sets us in a sort of comic mood. But as we closed our discussion in Lecture 25 of Don Giovanni, I had also pointed out that this comic upbeat sonata form overture was actually preceded by a dark, terrifying, fearsome, and malevolent introduction. Listen to that horrific introduction, please, that preceded that upbeat and comic music. This is how the opera actually begins. So we had discussed the fact that this fearsome music leaves a terrible and nagging sense of disaster in the pit of our oral stomachs. Despite the comic music that follows, we can't shake the fact that that comic music was introduced by this very tragic and scary-sounding music. Indeed, this tragic music presages events that occur at both the beginning and the end of the opera. Mozart is obviously planting a dramatic musical seed in our ears, which will haunt us through the ostensibly comic moments of this opera. Before we get back to Don Giovanni, a momentary diversion, please. We must discuss the operatic ensemble. From the film version of Peter Schaeffer's Amadeus, I quote the following bit of dialogue. Mozart is speaking to the Emperor Joseph II in a desire to convince him to allow him, Mozart, to produce this new opera he's written called The Marriage of Figaro. And so he's referring now to the Act II finale of his Marriage of Figaro. Mozart says, "I have a scene in the second act. It starts as a duet, just a man and his wife quarreling. Suddenly, the wife's scheming little maid comes in. Duet turns into trio, then the husband's valet, quartet, then a stupid old gardener, quintet, sextet, septet, octet. How long do you think I can sustain that?" And the emperor says, "Oh, well, 6 or 7 minutes, or 8? And Mozart responds, "20, sire. How about 20? 20 minutes of continuous music." Now, there's no evidence that this exchange ever really took place, but it has the ring of truth to it, because it echoes the opinion of almost everyone who knows The Marriage of Figaro, namely that the 22-minute finale to the opera's second act is one of the glories of Mozart's output. And if you'd like to explore that glorious and magnificent operatic finale at length, I would refer you to the teaching company's How to Listen to and Understand Great Opera. For our purposes, we must talk more generally about these finales. The finale becomes an integral part of the Italian comic opera tradition in the decades immediately prior to Mozart's birth. Yes, an important new element of operatic style developed in opera buffa was the ensemble. Where opera seria generally consisted of alternating recitative and solo arias, opera buffa added to these elements ensemble, or group singing, in which two or more characters sing at the same time. Because of the natural dramatic interaction inherent in such a group sing, ensembles tend to move the action ahead. The classical operatic ensemble transformed opera into a much more dynamic dramatic genre than had been possible in the static procedures of Baroque opera seria. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is that an ensemble with a lot of people singing at once has the melodic content of aria, high melodic profile, always accompanied by the orchestra, and the dramatic thrust and the action of recitative. It's the best of all worlds.